This is the Life Songs blogcast, and I am Nancy from the Life Songs Morning Show, and this is my blog, Serenity. Recently, as I was sharing about a struggle in my life with my mom, she gave me a copy of the Serenity Prayer. I didn't realize until then that it was so much more than the often quoted first three sentences of a prayer, and that it has an incredible backstory. For many people who attend 12-step programs, reciting the Serenity Prayer comes as naturally as breathing. So it may come as a surprise to learn that the prayer was originally conceived not as an antidote to addiction, but in response to the barbaric evil of Nazi Germany that threatened civilization itself during World War II. Written during the darkest depths of the war by the theologian Reinhold Niebuhr, a first-generation German-American, the prayer captured the dreadful ethical predicament faced by Niebuhr and his fellow German anti-Nazi comrades in the U.S. who were safe from persecution but powerless to intervene against Hitler. Can you imagine the faith it must have taken for Niebuhr to write these words as his good friend Dietrich Bonhoeffer was hanged in April 1945? Bonhoeffer died while trying to rescue Jews in Nazi Germany just weeks before Hitler's suicide and Nazi surrender. Of course, as I read the foundation of how this prayer came to be, I feel so humbled. My life struggles don't even come close to what was weighing so heavy on Niebuhr. It's only in that place of desperate lack of control that Niebuhr was able to write the words that would profoundly sum up so many thoughts and emotions in a short paragraph. It's like he had a peek into my own journalist struggles. For me, losing control or those times when you feel powerless is where my faith wavers, and I admit it puts me in turmoil and unrest. Ironically, those two words have the exact opposite meaning of the word serenity. One definition for serenity is the state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Note the definition of serenity refers to a state, almost like a place or destination. Sometimes the only way to deal with losing control is to control your destination. A destination or state of mind that removes you from the turmoil and unrest and brings you to sitting in the only calm and peaceful place, like God's presence. When you make plans to go somewhere, like a destination, it's always planned and intentional. I pray that serenity can be a place that you dwell in always. The Serenity Prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr. God, give me the grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.